When did you, any special name for a horse before you had him broke into the harness?
Oh, we just called them a cold name, but we gave them a name, and they work better. You call them by the name, they work better. They learn with you.
Great. Any special term for a whole bunch of saddle horses that a fellow was
on?
You mean a certain name?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, like you had a lot of saddle horses. Well, I just say he's got a lot of saddle horses, maybe different, but there'd be certain colors, certain ones that I like better than others. I come up to bottom one, I mean, I pick out what I like, you know.
When did you put on their feet to protect them?
With shoes, a shoe on them. We call it shoe them horses.
Uh-huh.
And that keeps them breaking, the hoofs breaking up, or uh-huh. Last time they're getting crippled.
Uh-huh. Did you do anything else with these? Play games with them? Or?
Them horseshoes? Yeah, we play horseshoes. That's a big game, horseshoes.
That's a lot of fun.
Oh, boy, I said, I used to be all play fair and every extra. But I used to play a lot of horseshoes.
I wish they'd put that in college.
Oh, boy, that's great, you know.
Have a horseshoe pitching team.
Oh, you know, now that's good sportsmanship, too. Good, clean sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
But we don't have any contests in that.
Yeah, that's it. At least I can throw them rings for good.
Yeah, I can never get mine to stick. They just bounce off.
Yeah, I have trouble with it, too.
Wander off.
I'll just take you down here, son.
Well, that's all right.
Let them feel, you know, we need a lot of them while they're doing that.
What would you call the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
It bowls, calf bowls.
And a cow, when it's hungry?
She mews.
And those great big old teeth on pigs.
Oh, them tertius.
Well, they're mean, aren't they?
Oh, you bet the male hogs has them. It's like knives.
I never realized how sharp those could be.
Oh man, I think we had one just later, but I saw him. Why, they do this, they ever bit you. They just cut your blood vessels and just like knife blades, you know, that's sharp.
A fellow was over teaching in Ethiopia and he shot a wild one. Go head back.
Man. I know what you're talking about. Oh man. Dangerous.
Yeah. What did you call those big, those stiff hairs up there?
A bris? Yeah. He's got stiff wrist hair.
Uh-huh.
Wrist, I don't know, wrist hair.
Uh-huh.
Stiff wrist hair.
Well, that stuff's expensive if you try to get it a paintbrush, isn't it?
Oh, I know it. You can bet you.
It used to be dirt cheap.
I don't think it was that.
Well, I was going to ask you the difference, pigs and hogs.
Well, a pig is up to about a certain weight, you know, about 80, 90 pounds. And when they get to 100 or 200 there, then they're a hog, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're just a choking pig while they're lightweight, you know, small. Well, just take your time and get things right. But that's all right. We got time.
I asked you about a cow when she's hungry. What would you call the noise that a horse makes when he's hungry?
He neckers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that goes up there. Horse neckers.
And what would you call a hen that's trying to...
She cackles.
Uh-huh. How about one that's trying to raise some chickens?
She clucks.
What would you call the hen that's sitting on the nest?
Call her sitting hen.
Is this called anything else around here?
No, everybody goes that name, clucks. Some of them, the Germans call them clucks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we call them sitting hen, they call them clucks.
Did you have anything you put in the nest to get the chicken to come back and lay in the
nest? Oh yeah, we put straw or grass or hay or something. Yeah, you put anything, hay or grass, anything, make them a nest.
Uh-huh.
And they'll come back and lay better.
Uh-huh. Did you have anything you put in there?
To make them lay?
Artificial egg?
Well, a lot of times we leave one egg called a nest egg to get them to come back. A nest egg called.
Where did your chickens stay?